Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Score!
Oh, hi, Mark.
Wow, now we've become an oldie station. We're playing the old walk-up music for Mark Brody. This used to be his show. He's on the show. And now we're playing Dirty Frank. It must mean it's Grody time. Oh, hi, Mark.
I'm kind of bouncing around as I'm listening to Dirty Frank. That sounds good in my ears. I haven't heard that in a long time. Yeah. And Dave the Cat is staring at me like, what the is going on? Dave has never seen me in Dirty Frank mode.
What? Really? You've hidden this from Dave the Cat?
I don't know that I've jammed out to Dirty Frank in the last 4 years or so. And that's about how long I've had Dave the Cat.
And describe, since this is it's not exactly, we're not on Twitch, nor would they allow me ever to be on Twitch, what Dave the Cat did in reaction to your, what could only be described as Travolta-esque moves in Rocking Out.
Dave the Cat right now is positioned on the table where my television is, and I have the Northwestern Nebraska game on mute. He likes to sit near the television because it's warm, I think. And as soon as I started dancing and sort of gyrating when the song came on, he was kind of half asleep, and then all of a sudden he just jerks his head up, eyes wide open, like, what's going on? And now he is back to normalcy because he senses that I'm talking to you. He has heard me probably talking to you more than anybody else in my place. So now it's normalized. And as a matter of fact, he just turned away from me. He's looking at the ceiling now.
So that's it. He's done. He hears your Stevie Sunshine voice.
He's
your
out.
Saturday
yep.
Suckage voice. That's it. Bye-bye.
He knows. He hates sports talk radio, and there's nothing I could do about that. We're cool.
Well, Mark and Dave the Cat are joining us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. The Bears play their final preseason game of this exhibition, this three-game season. It's now just three games, and usually the third game, you would think, usually it's looked at as like the fourth, nobody important plays. Now, everybody important is playing, and I'm going to first guess this one and say Justin Fields should not even be allowed to get on a plane to go to Cleveland. He should not play in this game. What do you think and why? What's your stance on Justin Fields playing in this game?
I like it. I disagree with you. I have not seen enough out of Justin Fields on the positive side for me to know yet that he is a good or great or average quarterback at this point. I understand the risk that the Bears are running with this, but they have played so little together in terms of going up against real competition, and this isn't even real competition because it's the exhibition season. I think the Bears are cramming right now, and I think that they did fall off the ledge a little bit with the weird preseason schedule that they had. It's very unfortunate. You know, you had the Kansas City game where the starters played, and then the Seattle game, the starters barely played. 10 plays, I should say, for Justin Fields in the Seattle game on August 22nd. So I had actually was leaning towards, when people asked me, will the starters play in that game at Cleveland? I said, probably not, but I think it would be a really good idea for the starters to play. So I was pleasantly surprised because there just isn't enough continuity yet. Justin Fields is still a mystery. He's not a star yet, so I don't know that you just bubble wrap these guys. I mean, who on this offense, Steve, are you looking at and saying, oh my God, by all means, we've got to protect that person? Because it doesn't exist right now because we haven't seen enough from the Bears. We haven't seen enough progress from the Bears offense. So you cannot go into a 17-game season starting on September 11th, and there is a little bit of time between today and September 11th, more than just your average game, but this Bears team cannot go into the regular season without a little bit more continuity and figuring out what they have with the first team.
I can understand that, but here's the way, in taking a longer view, and I don't care about next week, I don't care about September 11th, I don't care about the week after against Green Bay. Taking the long view is this. In my world, this season, priorities 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is determining whether Justin Fields is an NFL franchise quarterback, period. That's it. Priorities 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can't do it if he gets hurt against Cleveland in a meaningless game. You have to give him the shot to start healthy in the regular season, even if that involves a whole bunch of running around because the offensive line is a rolling tollway. I just believe that that is the entire point of this season. They're not expected to win. They're not going to win. You better get your priorities straight. And it doesn't mean getting ready for week one. It's getting ready to be able to judge this one guy over the length of the season.
I think, and that makes sense. But I think that this half of football that, in theory, Justin Fields is going to play, I believe adds to this season and that judgment that will go on. I think he will be better off. Like, this is one of those simple times where, yes, risk reward, that he will be better off in this regular season and to be judged, as you said, if he gets that time with August 20 with this game tonight. I don't want to overstate the importance of it because it is an exhibition game and they won't necessarily be trying to win and it is just a half, but I think in this case the snaps that he's going to get will be important for him to apply to September 11th and September 18th and September 25th and so on.
We're going to see his starting running back tonight that we will see on September 11th?
God, I don't know. I mean, they are, as teams are, more protective of the running back than really almost even the quarterback, because it's just silly to have a running back in there bouncing around, especially somebody like David Montgomery, who we know what he can do. And if you want to talk about a guy that might just, you know, he and Khalil Herbert, maybe to a lesser degree Travis Ebner, you want to talk about guys that are, excuse me, Trestan Ebner, I got to stop doing that. the guys that are important to this team and wanting to keep them upright, running backs is going to be key because there will be some conservative play calling to start off this season. We've seen it in the preseason, the quick releases, the rollouts, which is beautiful to see because these are the things we did not see enough of out of whomever you want to talk about, whether it was Matt Nagy or Bill Lazor or John DeFilippo. As well, that just it was just such a hybrid sort of offense that they had in terms of let's open it up again, let's shut it down. And now I think the Bears will do life a little bit differently. I mean, we saw it last in the Seattle game where the first play of the game was just gorgeous. I thought that little screen rollout or just to Cole Kmet, and he breaks a tackle or two, takes it 12 yards, and then the seam route 19 yards to Cole. All of this stuff. There's not a lot of waiting around for Justin Fields, so you could start to get a preview of the way Luke Getsy feels he has to operate, and that will be the quick hits, that will be the run game, and things like that to just bolster confidence and get the ball down the field.
You know, that one play, and I realize it doesn't mean much, but it did. I hadn't made the Getsy. I didn't immediately think of Luke Getsy. I thought, oh, my God, that's what Aaron Rodgers does. Okay, there's a handoff, rollout, easy first flip. You make your give your quarterback the easy one. And I thought, that's Joe Montana. They did that. And, of course, it's the same offense. It's the West Coast offense. It's just basic stuff. It's a handoff. And it happens to go through the air a little longer, and you get your quarterback confident, you get him on the move, you make the defense go, oh, crap, really? They're going to do this to us? We're not going to know where to find them? It was just there's such simplicity there and so many layers of it that I could see why you pointed at that, and that would be a wonderful thing. But I guess my fear is this. It's been so much nagginess and so much idiocy to the way he spent year after year after year forcing quarterbacks who couldn't be protected and weren't good at standing in the pocket to stand in the pocket and just become targets. So you're dealing with already Justin Fields has been the highest sack rate in the preseason. Your Bears quarterback has been sacked a third of the time. He's already at the highest sack rate. Really, and you're going to put him out there tonight. And you just can't make him stand back there. He doesn't have the time. The line isn't good. And I just, that all ideas of boots and rollouts, and my hope is that they're just not going to show it now more than we've already seen. What do you think is the case based on what you've seen in practice? What do you think is the case?
Sorry, Stevie Sunshine, I didn't hear that last part right there. For some reason, I had interference.
Okay, what is the case? What are the, maybe they're hiding it, but the boots, the rollouts, they can't make a pocket quarterback out of this guy because the line won't allow it. The line won't be able to block that kind of mentality, and this guy is better if you don't. What's the likelihood based on what you've seen in practice and people you talk to that there will be a hell of a lot more boots and rollouts and all kinds of play action that will allow him to get on the run and be a threat in multiple ways that they're just not showing it now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been a ton of that. And it does feel like Luke Getsy has given Justin Fields a freedom in that regard. They're not demanding that he be a pocket quarterback. I think that Justin Fields wants that, but he understands what's going on here. He worked under a bad offensive line at times last year, coincidentally, in Cleveland, where the offensive line was an absolute joke that day, as was the entire game plan. So I think that Getsy has allowed him to even eject the pocket when he needs to. And I know Getsy was a little bit critical of Justin Fields ejecting the pocket a little bit too soon, but he understands, luckily, what's going on here, and that while he's going to run a version of what he did in Green Bay, it is, to Bears fans' delight, or it should be, this is more catered to all of the strengths of Justin Fields. And we've seen him you know, roll out and protect himself and play action tons of times throughout the practice. And I think that it is something that is necessary. And I also like the idea, too. There was one week in camp where I saw a lot of work when they were doing goal line drills or red zone. It seemed like there was a lot of Justin Fields, not necessarily ejecting the pocket, but planned runs. And we all know how much trouble the Bears have had in the red zone over the last couple of years. They have not been a team that has been good at scoring touchdowns. They get into that red zone, get in there just fine, but then they were settling for Cairo Santos' field goal. So the idea of using Justin Fields as more of a weapon in the red zone, I love that idea. You don't have to hand off to David Montgomery or Khalil Herbert down there. You don't have to force it to the tight end in those spots. You don't have to find Darnell. Hey, we got this guy who is really elusive and talented and fast. Use him to get into the end zone. And we saw some of that. So that's something I'm really looking forward to once the regular season starts. I don't know how much they would show of that in a game like tonight, but I really want to see what the package is in the red zone, or in particular, let's just say from the 5-yard line in. Could that be a place where all of a sudden Justin Fields comes to life and they have a bunch of plays for him to get into the end zone? But yeah, I mean, the short answer to your question is yes, there has been a ton of times where we're seeing Justin Fields use his legs to make a throw, whether downfield or a short pass as well. And then the last thing I'll say too about the conversation is, you know, Aaron Rodgers, how many times has Aaron Rodgers, as great as that guy is with his arm, how many times has Aaron Rodgers burned the Bears with his legs? Like where it's a 3rd and 6 and you got him. You got him. Nobody's open downfield. You actually, and then he eludes somebody and then takes it, you know, 8 or 9 yards for the first down. I think that that's probably something that Luke Getsy is coaching into Justin. Hey, if you're in trouble, you see it, take it, man. Take it. And we know that one thing that, in theory, Justin Fields can do better than Aaron Rodgers is run the football. Now, there's some mechanical things that Fields has to get better at, the slide, knowing when to eject, and all of that kind of thing. But I think ultimately Luke Getsy is going to use the legs of Justin Fields in a proper way, which I don't know was done last year.
Well, he'll have opportunity to do it. Give me his offensive line. There's been so many moves. Give me his offensive line tonight, left to right. Left tackle to right tackle, and do you think that will be the starting, health permitting? Will that be the starting five against the 49ers?
God, I love this question. But yeah, you'll see Braxton Jones at left tackle tonight. Cody Whitehair at left guard. Sam Mustafa still will be in there at center. Mm-hmm. Your right guard, yes, will be big Tevin Jenkins, and I expect Larry Borum to be your starting right tackle tonight. Now, the center position, I do expect that Lucas Patrick, once he is healthy, and it's not out of the question that he would be healthy for September 11th against San Francisco, I think he moves right back into the center spot, and Sam Mustafa probably becomes a guy that they can go to on the inside if they need, but he'll be on the bench probably. The Tevin Jenkins, Larry Borum thing is fascinating to me because I still don't know what exactly they are doing, because I think they know exactly what Michael Schofield is, who very well could still end up being the right guard. They know exactly what Riley Reiff is, and he's been getting plenty of play at right tackle throughout training camp. And so I lean towards the Tevin Jenkins, Larry Borum thing has been a sprint. Let's see what these guys can do. Can we trust these younger players to be starters? And I think they're watching every single play really closely, because I don't think it's a slam dunk that Jenkins and Borum have those spots. I think that's what they'd like to see, but I think this has been a tryout, and I think it's been an earnest tryout. It you know, drives us crazy at times when Matt Eberflus or Ryan Poles or whomever Chris Morgan, the offensive line coach, say, oh, hey, these guys are trying out. It's going to be the five best guys. You know, they won't give us the specifics. And sometimes it's gamesmanship. I think in this case, I think they're being honest when they're saying, we're still trying to find the best five guys. We don't know what it is. We think we'd like to see young Tevin Jenkins playing right guard. We think we'd like to see young Larry Borum playing right tackle. But we ain't starting this season with a quarterback in year two with those guys just to play the young guy. So it still could be Schofield and Reef.
Okay. All right. Well, that narrows it down. Mark, after the show, you need to know this. And we have I asked Sean Sears to ready up a soundbite for you.
And ready it up.
After the show. Yeah.
I like how you talk. That's very folksy.
Ready it up. Sean, there. You got it all readied up? You going to play it, Sean? Should I vamp?
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Oh my God. Goosebumps. Say my name. Pretty good. Say my name. I don't want my Walter White to be too much like my Harrison Ford, so I'm working on it in real time.
Nice. That's
we really tried to poison you. We tried to poison you because you're insane, degenerate piece of filth, and you deserve to die. Say my name.
You switch the samples.
You switch the samples so you can make Provasic. Are they the same?
No. There was a little. It was a little more urgency in Harrison Ford.
If you don't know who I am, then maybe your best course would be to tread lightly, Jesse.
I have my Heisenberg hat, Mark, and here's why.
What?
I will be making a trek. Brandon and one of my grand dogs, Gio, and I will be leaving after the show to go to Los Angeles. He and my daughter-in-law, Emily, and my other grand dog, Stella, they're already out there. Me and Brandon are driving because Gio's 70 pounds of pit bull beagle, and he's not going to fly very well. So we're driving. And we'll be in Kansas tonight, and then tomorrow we will be in Albuquerque. We will be making our own Breaking Bad tour. I was ordered to get a Heisenberg hat, and I do have it.
Pictures.
Yeah. And we will not, I should say, not be throwing a pizza on top of Walter and Skyler White's house. That much I can tell you, we're not going to do that. But I think we'll visit the house. We'll visit the car wash. We may swing by Gus Fring's Los Pollos Hermanos and more updates as events warrant.
But. Dude, that is so cool, man. That is a trip that I would take too because, yeah, I think you and I have the same appreciation for Breaking Bad. It's the only show in the what I like to call the binge watch era that I have watched now three times through, and I'm threatening to watch it again. Like there have been moments. Oh, God. I watched Jane die. I was there, and I watched her die. I watched her overdose and choke to death. I could have saved her, but I didn't. Jesse.
Say my name.
I am the danger. Oh, but, or better, hey, come to Benny's Beverage Depot.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyways, I wanted to share that with you. I thought you were getting a
dude. That is so cool. Be safe.
My name.
I love it.
And Brandon was just as pumped as you sound because Brandon thought when we had to figure out a route and we weren't going to go to this, we thought about Denver. That didn't work out. And I said, "What about Albuquerque?" And the first thing he thought of was Breaking Bad. And I go, "Okay, wow, I know where my son's head is." So, yeah. So that's what we're going to do, especially after the end of Better Call Saul. And Bob Odenkirk.
Don't say anything about it.
It's what we all knew. It took a while to complete because Bob Odenkirk had suffered a heart attack on the set.
He had a heart
attack. So they couldn't get the whole thing in and put it all together. So he goes on The View, and this is so Bob Odenkirk and maybe a little Saul Goodman. But he said, I lost a little weight from having a heart attack. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying.
That's like when I broke my jaw once, and I think I lost without trying a good 25 pounds or so, because Kanye West, he beat me to the song, but my jaw was also wired shut, and I was just drinking liquid food basically, and I was like, oh, and then when I was unwired, I'm like, oh man, Marky Mark's looking pretty good.
Yeah, look at that. I think I'll break my jaw again. Yeah. All right. Someday. We'll investigate those. Yeah.
You know, don't get your stomach.
Diet.
Yeah. You don't get the, don't do this tie your stomach up thing. Just unhinge your jaw, and you have no choice.
No, if you unhinge your jaw, then you become like Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski in the I'm Fat podcast.
No, you become
a
boa constrictor.
Shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, again, but you're allowing more food in. You're allowing all those quadruple-decker hamburgers to come in. So,
Wait. Before you let me go, I mean, you let Chuck stay on for like an hour. So, I would.
Wow.
Yeah.
Claws out.
Don't do that to me again.
You could stay on for 3 hours, but you're never here.
I know.
You for 3 hours. You're
so sorry,
never
by
here.
The way. Are you mad at me?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You're not sorry. I know.
No. Hey, this is the perfect show to do this on. Gene Grody's birthday is tomorrow. Yes.
So
tonight I will be hanging out with Gene and Gare and one of my bros and his family for delightful gift giving, and apparently we're going out to dinner someplace. So happy birthday!
Oh my God! Well, wish Gene a happy birthday from Saturday Suckage. I'm so glad that she's in a mood and having surrounded by her family and love to do that. And I would have sworn this would have been yet another opportunity for her to send Gary Grody to the Jewels to pick up a list of things for her birthday.
Oh, I'm sure Gare has been sent to the Jewel already a couple of times. Gare, there are some things I need you to get from the Jewel. Oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Hey, whatever you need, whatever's going on. You know what's funny is when I do my impersonation of my dad, it sounds like me. Hey, what's going on? Hey, oh, yeah, when I go to the Jewel? Yeah, that sounds great. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
All right. Okay. Happy birthday, Gene Grody. That's
Thanks,
great.
Steve. You're All the best. Right.
That's great.
What do we got Thanks coming up? Coming what do we got on. Coming up, Steve? What do we got? What do we got?
We got coming up the best story from Northwestern Nebraska football game.
Ooh.
Doesn't involve football. It involves Irish hospitality. And Roquan Smith is a double-talking bad teammate. So we'll discuss that. That's what's coming on, okay?
I think that sounds great. My mom's maiden name is McLarney, so there's a lot of Irishness in my family. Have a great day, Steve.
Oh! Gene McLarney.
I'm
Roth of a lass.
Oh, yeah. She's very much into Irishness. So I got a lot of that blood in me, and got the German Grota as well. So there you go.
I can't imagine the voices that will be said. We'll be singing happy birthday to Gene Grody, but you share that with us next time. Okay, Mark?
I will, Steve. I miss you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Miss you, talk to you, love you, need you, want you, soon. All right, bye. That's Mark Grody. And we're late, but that's Mark Grody. We did that. And there is a story. It's coming out of Nebraska Northwestern. It has nothing to do with football. Sometimes you watch Northwestern, and they have nothing to do with football. This is such a great story and so Irish. Next, and Roquan Smith. What a double-talking, lousy teammate he is. I'll tell you why. Saturday Suckage. Thank you for surviving this. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt.
keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
His teammates think the world of him, too.
Yeah, he's good, and his name is Pat O'Donnell, so that's a plus in his favor.
He's a fine broth of a lad.
Yes, he is, yes. I like the Irish grobber. I've never heard you bust out that. Can you do the four-leaf clover guy?
The lucky charms. Oh, yeah. Ah, me lucky charms. They're after that. We're talking about marshmallow, whatever, and different colors, whatever. But lime green, and it really wasn't lime. But
flavors of the rainbow. Isn't it the flavors of the rainbow? Is that what it is?
Several different ones, yeah, no doubt about that.
Really, Sean? All right, that is Mark Grody, my previous guest, and the grobber, who always leads off Saturday Suckage roll call, sort of doing Irish accents, Mark being enthralled with the grobber's fine broth of a lad. He'd never heard the Irish grobber before. Mark's just going to add it to his repertoire. That's why I think he was goading Les. Anyways, the reason that comes up is Northwestern and Nebraska showed up in Ireland to play football, Aviva Stadium. That's where they kicked off the ball and playing their American football over there. And if a bad thing happened to the stadium, but a good thing happened to the fans, it turns out. This was tweeted by Jake Sorensen, who does reporting on the Nebraska Cornhuskers football operation. And it says, beer/alcohol is free right now at Aviva Stadium because the internet is down. Laughing emoji. Irish hospitality is top notch. #Huskers. And then
somebody else tweeted out lines of people. You would think it was at, you're at Wrigley, the way these things were so, these lines were so long, because Amy Just is her name, columnist for the Lincoln Star Journal, and people are, there can't be anybody watching the game. They're all in line for free beer and alcohol because the internet is down. Let's consider that for a moment, folks. You're at a football game watching this event to watch American football, which you probably understand a little bit of, don't much care about. Sometimes you feel like you're part of the Northwestern student body. You don't much care about it. You just, oh, that's cute. What's next? Oh, the internet's next. But because the internet, because a distraction at football stadiums is not available, they're giving away free alcohol. I'm sure it has something to do with the betting, right? Somebody who's familiar with international betting and tendencies and all forms of degenerate behavior, I gotta believe that if the internet goes down, then people can't, punters, as they're called in England, can't bet. And that's probably why, here, have some alcohol, have some, let us, give yourself some self-medication. Let us medicate you to get through this tragic moment when you can't spend money on bets and we're not going to make you spend money on alcohol.
Well, I think I think they're cashless. So like all their like POS systems are down too. So that's why that's part of it. Why they're also giving it away.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Sean Sears, look at you. Look at you making a play. You know, you were due to make a play. Look at you making a play.
It was about time, right?
Yeah, sure. We needed that. We might be down 40 points in the third quarter, but look at you getting us that first down. Yeah, I think you're right. I hadn't even thought of that. And do you think cash, are we close to going cashless?
So
not heard of any local venues that are cashless.
So we actually talked about this in Hit and Run, Spiegel and I, and we talked to two of the VPs for the Cubs and the Sox. The Sox are in the process of becoming cashless. The Cubs are, actually. They'll still take, so if you hand a vendor cash, they'll take it. They're just preferring to be cashless. But the issue with that is you can't always tip your vendor. So it's a big thing we've been talking about on Hit and Run. But at least right now, Cubs are cashless, Sox are on the way. They're all ticketless now too. It's all digital there, so we're only steps away, really.
I'm familiar with that, but that's not based on the give and take. And one of the other the give and take of what your choices are, whether you want the hot dog or the beer or however you do that. And the other part of it is, I was apprised of this, maybe I'm really late coming to this, maybe it's not true in every case. My friend Dawn was telling me that she said, don't tip on your credit card at a restaurant because it's clearly marked as a tip and they get taxed at like a 50% rate. If you leave cash, then they get all of it, and that's the way it goes.
Oh, really?
Is that true?
That sounds,
that
makes sense, because they have to run the card, so it's gonna run up the fee regardless, tip or not. They're taking the money from it, so they're gonna have to pay the bank or the card provider. So that makes sense.
All right, 815 texture. We do that in Rockford in our arena where the future Blackhawks play. Okay, well, it's two different 630 texters. One says, "Cashua systems is just another way to get people to spend more money." People spend more money if they don't see the actual cash leaving their wallet. Another 630 texter says the new concert venue Salt Shed is cashless. This reminds me, the first 630 texter, that people spend more money if they don't see the actual cash leaving their wallet. Perhaps the greatest line ever regarding gambling and casinos. And it was attributed to Big Julie in a book by A. Alvarez, Biggest Game in Town, going back several decades of the World Series of Poker. It's a spectacular book. If you are a poker player and you want to learn some of the history, it's great writing, it's great stories, and it comes from Big Julie. And Big Julie said, the guy who invented gambling was smart. The guy who invented chips was a genius. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Talk about Roquan Smith, double-talking lousy teammate. after this. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Whenever you increase your talent level on that side of the ball, really any side of the ball, you're going to see a little different. It's going to be a little bit different, and you certainly felt that. We all felt that. You guys saw it when he was out there playing, you know, on that toss sweep and then, you know, the zone play. So, you know, he's certainly an impactful player. We've said that all along. He's a really good player.
Bears coach Matt Eberflus talking about Roquan Smith showed up in practice the way he should have all along. He ended his hold-in last week. He was practicing Saturday, and everybody was talking about him. He's shifting his focus from negotiating and holding in and not playing and withholding his talents to playing football. This was one of the quotes. It's my last year of my deal, and I'm just going to take it and run with it, bet on myself like I've always done. The negotiations are over right now. It's more so I'm focused on the season, going out there, being the best Bear I can be. My full intention is to play this season, and whatever happens, happens. Well, this sounds disingenuous and stupid. It sounds like Roquan Smith all along, because that should have been your focus from the start, dude. You had paid $9.7 million, third highest on the Bears. That's the one you agreed to. It's also the one on which he bailed on his teammates. Bailed on his teammates and what to expect in the coming season. Roquan said negotiations are over. He's going to bet on himself. And the Bears still could use the franchise tag on him. Highly unlikely if he's playing weak side linebacker. That just doesn't happen. But he talked about his trade request while he was holding in, while he was being a lousy teammate. He's got a contract, but he's not going to be out there with his teammates. He and he wanted to be traded from those teammates that are apparently so important to him. His trade request was declined. He said, I thought it was very distasteful, to say the least. Smith said he was distasteful because he busted his ass for this franchise over 4 years. Dude, look, that's what you were paid to do. Hello! He was paid well and be paid better now, $9.7 million. So this, call this naive if you want to be charitable, bordering on stupid, a dash of childishness, selfishness. He doesn't have an agent. Does he do any research on how negotiating works? And then he says he doesn't regret not having an agent. He's got all these bad feelings. So he learned nothing, which is naive and, again, bordering on stupid. He was asked how he'll find the right frame of mind regarding this organization, and he feels disrespected him. Wow, Smith said. Great question. I would say my loyalty lies with the city of Chicago, the loyal fans here, the guys in the locker room, who I put my blood, sweat, and tears on the line for each and every day. Well, see, here's the thing. You didn't. You sat around for 3 weeks and didn't put anything on the line, except you had a big lip on, and you were whining, and you were crying, and you're acting selfish for all these people so important to you. The point from the start was you had a contract that you agreed to. You play for that. You work for that. That's just as simple as it gets. You bailed on your teammates for almost 3 weeks. What kind of teammate is he? Well, to me, that's lousy. You going to trust him? He wanted to be traded from those people that he values so much. The people in that locker room, he wanted to be traded out of there. And it was declined, and he thought it was rude. So, no question the guy has football talent. He does not have the talent. He does not have the fortitude to be an agent, because he was probably hearing some truths that he wasn't used to hearing when smoke gets blown up your ass for a lot of years. So, dude, find yourself an agent. Play for what you agreed to. That's your word. That's your signature. It's all in the contract. You're getting paid $9.7 million. You owe it to the team that's paying you that and your teammates. Don't bail out on them. I hope they can trust you from now on. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. Thanks for listening. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.